I just, because Steve Orzak recently passed away, I think that it would be appropriate if I just say a few words and we kind of use this occasion to remember. I don't know how many of you met Steve, but definitely younger people here. I just want you to know one of the giants of our field. As you see, Steve was born in 1943 and he graduated from MIT at the age of 19, so he was quite evidently outstanding. And then he went from America to UK and spent, did what is called TRIPAS, which we now would call Master, in Cambridge and in mathematics. It's important, and he was already at the very beginning was going to study turbulence. And then he came back to Princeton and was a student of Martin Kraskow and also Lyman Spitzer, famous astrophysicist and astronomer, and Ben Stromgren. And it's interesting that even though he was going to do turbulence in UK, he was in mathematics, and in America at that time, it's still to a large extent, is fluid mechanics is a part of application field. It belongs to engineering, geophysics, astronomy, astrophysics. And maybe one of the highlights of Steve's work and life was that he actually fused these two things, this European, actually English attitude to fluid mechanics as mathematics and American attitude as an application domain. And there is also a third stream, which is fluid mechanics as physics, which kind of we try to fuse. With application and mathematics. His PhD thesis was called Theory of Turbulence, so that's just what you know. And he worked on it with Martin Kraskow, an outstanding mathematician, and Bob Kreichner. And then he spent some time in Carr and was already starting to do geophysical applications. This was 69, 70 that I'm talking about. And then he apparently, to the best of my knowledge, the first who started to, who actually invented and started doing a spectral method. Namely, he was doing it in Fourier and using fast Fourier transform and doing first ever real numerical modeling of isotropic turbulence. Not any particular flow, but isotropic turbulence focused on the proper, on the fundamental properties of isotropic turbulence. This was around, I guess, 70 or 71. I may be mistaken. Let me just put here is a list of his most cited publications. And it's at about this point with Carl Bender, another outstanding mathematician, they wrote a book which is now kind of a Bible. And here in this place, Boris Reimann teaches a course using this book. And I mean, many of us learned our best tricks and knowledge of this book. And that's here, the spectral, you see the book on spectral methods. This is also highly cited book. And at some point, Steve started to use what is already physicist instrument, namely renormalization group. And there was a lot of controversy, and I'm already old enough that I remember this controversy. And it's renormalization group as a technical analytic instrument does not work in turbulence because we don't have any perturbative parameter in which we can do real calculation. But as a approximate computational scheme of engineering value, it's very, very useful and important. And since then, it's only getting more and more important in different applications. And you see, it's also highly cited paper. And at some point also at about this time, Steve was co-inventor of what is called eddy-damped quasi-normal model, which was a kind of, I would say, minimal computational model of turbulence, which was kind of without any negative energies or anything which plugged other closure hypotheses. And then he was in Princeton, where I first time met him. And his son, who is, you probably heard, was a budget director in Obama White House and now is vice president at Citigroup. He was a student at that time, and I remember that when he brought like 70, like 97 or 98, then Steve will always ask, where is another two? So he was very, very demanding father and also demanding scientific advisor from people that I remember. And he was the director of Princeton Supercomputer Center, and where many, many outstanding results were obtained at that time, which is, I'm talking now, beginning of 90s. Then he was doing many practical things, and then he left to Yale, where he started Boltzmann lattice gases and all these type of applications. He had leukemia at about that time, so he lived with this leukemia for this, at least as long as I knew him, he already lived with this leukemia, and at some point it got to it. At last years of his life, he was working on very complicated computational problems which are related to ice, salty water, and the complex of computational problem which is related to climate change. And this was his kind of last works. So I just want us, you know, to remember Steve Orczak, and one of the people who really defined what we are doing and how we are doing these things. And I just wanna stand, look at, it's between this moments. That's it. Thank you for your attention.